Alhamdulillah.
Just give another minute or so, Dr. Siddiqui, and we'll begin.
Inshallah.
Yeah, you can start whenever, inshallah. Facebook and YouTube are good.
Okay. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah. Wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah. Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Rabbi shrahli sadri wa yassirli amri wa ahlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. All praises for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And peace and blessings upon his prophets and messengers, especially the last and final prophet Muhammad. Salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi. May peace and blessing Allah be upon him, upon his family, upon his followers. So we are going to have the study of section 7 of Surah Al-Imran, starting with the ayah 64. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل يا أهل الكتاب تعالوا إلى كلمة سواء بيننا وبينكم ألا نعبد إلا الله ولا نشرك به شيئا ولا يتخذ بعضنا بعضا أربابا من دون الله فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا فَقُولُوا اشْهَدُوا بِأَنَّا مُسْلِمُونَ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ لِمَ تُحَاجُّونَ فِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَمَا أُنْزِلَتِ التَّوْرَاةُ وَالْإِنْجِيلُ إِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِهِ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ هَا أَنْتُمْ هَؤُلَاءِ حَاجَجْتُمْ فِيمَا لَكُمْ بِهِ عِلْمٌ فَلِمَ تُحَاجُّونَ فِيمَا لَيْسَ لَكُمْ بِهِ عِلْمٌ والله يعلم وأنتم لا تعلمون. In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the compassionate, say, O people of the book, come to a word common between us and you, that we shall worship none but Allah, that we shall not associate aught with him, and that some of us shall not take others as lords other than Allah. If then they turn away, say, bear witness that we are Muslims, submitting ourselves to Allah. O people of the book, why do you dispute about Ibrahim when the Torah and the Injil were not revealed until after him? Do you not understand? Ah, you are those who dispute concerning that of which you have some knowledge. But why do you dispute concerning that of which you have no knowledge? Allah knows and you do not know. So recall the discussion that happened in the previous ayat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about the birth of Isa alayhi salam, Jesus peace be upon him, his miracles, and his mission, his message, and also his enemies that tried to kill him and made plot against him, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised him and protected him from his enemies. And as you mentioned, that this message was presented to the people of Najran from southern part of Arabia. They came to visit the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in Medina, because in the surrounding areas, all the tribes were accepting Islam and Islam was spreading very fast in that area. So they came to discuss things and negotiate with the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the first thing that the Prophet did was to present to them the message of Allah, invited them to Islam. And they argued with him concerning the status of Jesus. They said that he was the Son of God, as they believed. And the Prophet ﷺ emphasized that no, he was the servant of God, he was the prophet of God, he was very close to God. He performed many miracles. His mother was a great woman, very pious lady. All of these things mentioned. They said, no, you are wrong, we are right. And then, as you mentioned, that there was the Prophet invited them by the command of Allah to have a solemn gathering in which each side invoke Allah's curse upon the liars. So bring your family, bring your people, and we bring our family and our people, and we sit down, and then we say, may Allah curse those who are lying. They did not accept that challenge. They said that we'll not do that. And so they left peacefully, and they agreed to certain terms of peace between Medina, between the Islamic authorities of Medina and themselves. And but their hearts were moved with the message and the truth of Islam. So that's what we had the discussion in the previous ayat. Now we have an invitation, Islamic da'wah, that is given to generally to all the people of the book. So Allah SWT says, O people of the book, come to a word common between us and you. People of the book is the Quranic term that is used for Christians and Jews. Other people also have books, but those books are basically people's own ideas and moral and spiritual teachings, but they are not revelations. So that's why the Quran has used the term Ahlul Kitab for the people who received the Torah and the Injil, and Zabur, of course, part of that. Torah, the book that was given to Musa alayhi salam, and Injil is the message that was given to Isa alayhi salam, and Zabur is that which is known as Psalms of David, message that came to Dawood alayhi salam. So these, the followers of these books, the people of these books are called Ahlul Kitab. Some say that what about Sabians, what about Magians, and some others. Later Islamic scholars considered, for example, when Muslims came to India and Muhammad ibn Qasim was there and he conquered part of India, and then he gathered the scholars there and he said, how should we treat the Hindus of their area? They had no conclusion, they had no final decision. So he sent the information to the caliph in Baghdad, in Damascus. He sent the information there, and he gathered the ulama, he gathered the scholars, and they discussed that. And after that, they said, Sannu bihim sunnat ahlil kitab, treat them like the people of the book. Although Hindus are not people of the book, but they said, treat them like the people of the book. There are only two differences. That is, we are, as Muslims, we are not allowed to marry their women, and we will not eat, if they present any meat, that we will not eat their zabayah, that the meat that is slaughtered by them, they will not eat that. But otherwise, in terms of agreements, in terms of peaceful relationship, we deal with them just as we deal with Christians and Jews. So however, here, especially the discussion is about Jews and Christians. O people of the book, that means O Jews and Christians, ta'alaw ila kalimatin sawa'in baynana wa baynakum. Come to a word common between us and you. So what is common between us and you? It's mentioned there in the further in this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, first that we do not worship anyone except Allah. And we do not make a partner for him. La nushrika bihi shay'a. Do not associate anyone with Allah, anything with Allah, as divine. And do not take each other as lords. So these are the common things between the teachings of Musa alayhi salam, teachings of Moses, and teachings of Jesus. And this is, you will find that again and again mentioned in the Old Testament, in the Torah and other books of the Old Testament, and then also in the New Testament, especially the Gospels of Isa alayhi salam, you will find that there is a constant reminder that there is only one God. And there is no God except God. That is what we say, La ilaha illallah. So message of Tawheed, the oneness of God, is there. And that is the common message. Although some people have forgotten that and they were not following that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that come to that point. Come to that agreement point, and this is a very good way of having dialogue. When you do dialogue, when you do da'wah, first go to the common points. So come to the common points. If there is an agreement on there, then we move to areas that we have some differences. So come to a word that is common between you and us. And that is, we shall not worship anyone except Allah. Now, when we look at the Bible, we find that Isa alayhi salam especially, in the Old Testament, Jewish people in general accept there is only one God. But the Christians have the issue. They consider, they have Trinity, concept of Trinity, and consider Jesus as divine. So here you have some references from the Gospels, where Isa alayhi salam himself is speaking in the Gospel of Luke, Chapter 4, verse 8 says, when Jesus was tempted in the wilderness and the devil asked him to worship him, Jesus' answer is mentioned there. It is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. So Isa alayhi salam did not say, I worship myself or I don't worship anybody. He said, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. Only God to be worshipped. In the Gospel of Mark, chapter 12, 29 to 30, and Isa alayhi salam was asked the question, what is the most important message? What is the most important commandment? And he said, this is the commandment. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. So he said that love God, the Lord your God, the Lord your God. So God to be worshipped, not anybody else beside God. And only God is the one whom you should love with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. Then you find that in the Gospel of John, chapter 17, verse 3. Now this is eternal life. That Jesus is saying that. Now this is eternal life, that you know the only true God and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. That is saying that this is, Jesus saying that the only true God, and it is Jesus is sent by God. And in the Gospel of Matthew, so all the four Gospels, Gospel of Matthew, some people came and they told him, oh, the good one. And Isa alayhi salam said, why do you ask me about what is good? He said, there is only one who is good. If you want to enter life, keep the commandments. So there is only one who is the absolute good. Or you can say perfect one. The perfect one is God. The pure one is God, and you have to keep the commandment of God. So that is the message. That is the straightforward message. But of course, people go and to have some statement that we call it mutashabihat, And they, instead of going back to the muhkamat that are very clear, straightforward statement, they go into those which could be of allegorical. And out of that, they develop the idea of Trinity. So that's what is common word for between us and others, especially our Christian and Jewish friends and neighbors. That is common. Common is that there is only one God. And we all should recognize that. And we all should emphasize that. So, أَلَّا نَعْبُدَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, that we worship none except Allah. And we do not do shirk. Shirk is to associate in the divinity. I mean, you, of course, you be close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but don't claim that you are God or anyone is beside Allah is God. وَلَا نُشْرِكَ بِهِ شَيْءٍ. So that means we don't associate aught, anything with Allah in his divinity. And وَلَا يَتَّخِذَ بَعْضُنَا بَعْضًا أَرْبَابًا مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ, and we do not take some among us as lords other than Allah. This وَلَا يَتَّخِذَ بَعْضُنَا بَعْضًا أَرْبَابًا مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ is mentioned also in the Quran in Surah Al-An'am. أن تقولوا إنما أنزل الكتاب ولا طائف. No, I'm sorry. This is mentioned here. That is ولا يتخذ بعضنا بعضا أربابا من دون الله. When the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned that, it is mentioned that Adi ibn Hatim came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. He was a Christian, and the Prophet said that do not take your rabbis and your religious leaders, do not take them as God. He said, it is reported, he said, Ya Rasulullah, kaifa dhalika wa nahnu lam na'buduhum. He said, O Messenger of Allah, how it is that? Because we did not worship our priests, our leaders. Qala alaysu yuhilluna lakum ma hurrima alaykum fatastahilluna. وَيُحَرِّمُونَ عَلَيْكُمْ مَا أَحَلَّ لَكُمْ مَا أُحِلَّ لَكُمْ فَتُحَرِّمُونَهُ قُلْتُ بَلَى قَالَ فَتِلْكَ عِبَادَتُهُمْ. The Prophet said, don't they not make it permissible for you what was forbidden for you? So you consider it halal. Even though it is God says that it's haram, you make it halal. And even though God has made something halal, permissible, and you make it haram. And if somebody does that, that is, he makes halal what is haram, and he makes haram what is halal, that is, and you accept that, that is like ibadah, that is like worship. That means shirk. So authority of halal and haram is only God's. And the Prophet explained that. Even the Prophet does not make halal what Allah has made haram, and does not make haram what Allah has made halal. Ya ayyuhan nabi lima tuharrimu ma ahalla Allahu lak, as mentioned in the Quran, O Prophet, why you make haram? Because the Prophet ﷺ, he said, it is haram upon me to have certain food or certain drink. And at that time, this ayah came that, no, you cannot do that. You cannot make haram what Allah has made halal. Even Prophet cannot do that. So making this authority of halal and haram, absolute authority of halal and haram, is of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if any scholars, they do that, they have to go back to the words of Allah. They have to use it in the right way. It's not that it's something very clearly haram and they make it halal, and there's something is clearly halal and they make it haram. So that's also, وَلَا يَتَّخِذَ بَعْضُ. So we don't give the authority to anybody, to people, and consider them that they are, because they are our leaders, they are our priests, so they have that authority. So that's what mentioned here. So that's let's agree to that. Only God should be worshipped, none beside him, and only God's laws are the absolute laws. فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا, and if they turn back, if they don't listen to that, so you tell them, be you the witness, bear witness that we are Muslims. We have accepted that. This is our way. So if you can agree to this, that is how we can proceed. We can discuss that. This is something common between you and us. Let us come to that common point. Go back to your books, read that, and we read that, and then come together on that point. And if you don't want to accept that, well, our deen is for us and your deen is for you. Ishhadu bi anna muslimun. We are Muslims. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ahlal kitab lima tuhajjuna fi Ibrahim. O people of the book, why do you dispute about Ibrahim? Because they were saying that Ibrahim was a Jew or was a Christian. So I said, why do you talk about that? The Torah and Injil came after Ibrahim. Ibrahim was before, long time before that. Ibrahim was 500, 600 years before Musa alayhi salam, and almost 2,000 years before Isa alayhi salam. So وَمَا أُنزِلَتِ التَّوْرَاةُ وَالْإِنْجِيلُ إِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِهِ. Torah and Injil, both of them came after. Torah, the book of Musa alayhi salam, and Injil. How can you say that Ibrahim was follower of Torah and Injil? So they came after that. أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Don't you understand that? So Christians claim that they are followers of Ibrahim. And Jewish people say they are the people of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and even the people of Mecca, mushrikeen of Mecca, they used to say, Ibrahim is our father and we are followers of him. So Allah says, Ha antum ha'ula'i hajastum fima lakum bihi ilm. You are disputing and arguing concerning things about which you have some knowledge. But why you are arguing about things of which you have no knowledge? If you want to argue, argue with knowledge. I mean, you have your own books, you read your own books, even there you disagree. Even though you read your own books, but you disagree with that. So, and then you are talking about Ibrahim and about Ibrahim's religion and Ibrahim's way of life and all of these things. I mean, you don't have all those details. So how can you make that thing that he was a Christian or he was a Jew? فَلِمَ تُحَاجُّونَ فِي مَا لَيْسَ لَكُمْ بِهَا إِلْمُ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah knows, Allah is telling you from his knowledge. And you do not know certain things. There are things that are not known to you. So understand from where the message is coming and what is the truth about Ibrahim alayhi salam and his message. ما كان إبراهيم يهوديا ولا نصرانيا ولكن كان حنيفا مسلما وما كان من المشركين إن أولى الناس بإبراهيم للذين اتبعوه وهذا النبي والذين آمنوا والله ولي المؤمنين ودت طائفة من أهل الكتاب لو يضلونكم وما يضلون إلا أنفسهم وما يشعرون يا أهل الكتاب لم تكفرون بآيات الله وأنتم تشهدون يا أهل الكتاب لم تلبسون الحق بالباطل وتكتمون الحق وأنتم تعلمون. Ibrahim was neither Jew nor Christian, but he was an upright submitter to Allah. And he was not from amongst the associators. Indeed, the people close to Ibrahim are those who followed him and this prophet and those who believe. Allah is the protector of the believers. A group of the people of the book wishes to make you go astray, but they make none astray except themselves, but they do not perceive. O people of the book, why do you disbelieve Allah's signs while you witness them? O people of the book, why do you confuse truth with falsehood and conceal the truth knowingly? So Ibrahim alayhi salam was neither a Jew nor a Christian, because this religion and Judaism and Christianity, they came after Ibrahim alayhi salam. They did not exist before that. Torah and Injil came after that. So you cannot say that he was a Jew or he was a Christian. He was a person who was sincerely straightforward, Muslim. Muslim means one who submit to Allah. So he was Muslim in the sense that he submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the word Muslim, of course, when Prophet Muhammad came in the 7th century of Arabia, in the 7th century of the common era, and he presented the message and he said that this is Islam. So Muslim is the one who follows Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But we don't say Ibrahim alayhi salam was the follower of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We say Ibrahim alayhi salam is the one who submitted to Allah, as Prophet Muhammad submitted to Allah. So he submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Musa, Ibrahim alayhi salam, is qala rabbahu aslim, qala aslamt. His Lord told him, submit. And he said, I submit. And he was hanif. Hanif means pure, straightforward, non-deviant. He did not deviate from that path of tawheed. وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. He was not a mushrik. He was not an associator from the word shirk, as you mentioned before. So Ibrahim, alayhi salam, messenger of Allah, a great prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he was the one who submitted to Allah. And to claim that he was a Jew or he was a Christian is wrong. It's historically wrong. And this is mentioned also in Surah Al-Baqarah that we studied before. أَمْ تَقُولُونَ إِنَّ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَعِيلَ وَإِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ وَالْأَصْوَاتَ كَانُوا هُودًا أَوْ نَصَارًا قُلْ أَنْتُمْ أَعْلَمُ أَمِ اللَّهِ. Do you say that Ibrahim, Ismail, Ishaq, Yaqub, Jacob and other prophets of the tribe, they were Jews and Christians? Allah said, do you know more than Allah? So this point has been emphasized in the Quran, that is, the prophets were and their followers were those who submitted to Allah. So they were, in a sense, Muslims. That means those who submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's what emphasizes, the Quran emphasizes that. Hanif and Musliman is straight, non-deviant Muslim in the sense of submitting to Allah. All prophets were Muslims in this sense. And the religion that came from Adam alayhi salam onward to all the prophets, that is the religion of submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that is Ibrahim alayhi salam was hanif and Musliman, a pure, straightforward person who submit to Allah. And he was not a mushrik. So who are those who are closer to Ibrahim? Who are the closest people to Ibrahim? Who are the people who are really on the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam? They were those who followed him. That means the monotheists. Those who compromise the teachings of monotheism, they are not on the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam. So the people closest to Ibrahim are those who followed him. And Ibrahim alayhi salam, the people closer to Ibrahim are not those who are of his family. That somebody says, we are from the biologically, from the progeny of Ibrahim. So we are the people of Ibrahim. People of Ibrahim are not just progeny. Prophets come to bring a message, and the people who are close to prophets are those who follow them. And this prophet, Prophet Muhammad, Hadan Nabi, this prophet is the one who is closest to Ibrahim, because his message is the message very similar to the message of Ibrahim. And those who believe in the Prophet and believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and follow the message of Islam, they are the ones who are closest to Ibrahim alayhi salam. And Allah is very close to the believers. So they are awla and Allahu wali. So they are awla an-nas bi Ibrahim, they are closest to Ibrahim, and Allah is closest to whom? To the believers, to all the believers. Ibrahim alayhi salam, his follower, this prophet, and those who follow this prophet, all of them are Allah is their friend, Allah is their protector, Allah is their ally. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَدَّ الطَّائِفَةُ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ لَوْ يُضِلُّونَكُمْ. A group of the people of the book, they wish to mislead you, to make you go astray. That means by some kind of pressures and persuasions and all of these things they are doing. So to take you away from the right path, the path of guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you, so they will try that. They were trying at that time and they will try later. But they are not going to mislead except themselves. The true believers are not going to be misled by this. So a group of the people of the book, they wish to take you away from the right path. وَمَا يُزِلُّونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ. And they don't know that. They don't perceive that. They don't realize that. That they do all of these things, but these things are not going to mislead, these are not going to take away the true believers. The true believers should stick to the path of guidance that Allah has given them. And then Allah said, Ya Ahl al-Kitab, lima takfuruna bi ayatillahi wa antum tashhadun. O people of the book, why do you disbelieve in Allah's signs while you witness them? That means ayatullah that come to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, why do you deny this ayat? Why do you reject this ayat? Wa antum tashhadun, and while you witness. While you witness means that you are the people who read the scripture. You read the divine books, Torah and Injil. So you are supposed to be the first one to accept. وَلَا تَكُونُ أَوَّلَ كَافِرٍ بِهِ. The Quran says in another place, do not be the first to deny. So you yourself, you are aware of that. You know the truth. You know the message of the prophets of Allah. You know what was the essential message. So how come you are denying that? وَأَنْتُمْ تَشْهَدُونَ. And another meaning that some of the scholars have given that is that you witness that there is this group of people who accepted the Prophet. And they say Shahada. And how these people are living, pious life, good life, pure and clean life. So you see that by your own eyes. And how can you deny that? How can you reject that? لِمَ تَكْفُرُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَأَنْتُمْ تَشْهَدُونَ. Why do you deny the ayat Allah? Why do you deny Islam? Why do you disbelieve in the message of Allah while you see that the message is presented by the last prophet and it is making effect on the life of the people? And then also, as we mentioned, that you read your own books, and if you reflect sincerely and with open mind on your own book, and you see that some of our scholars say that as you will read that in the ayah number 81 of this surah, that Allah took a covenant from the prophets and their followers. وَإِذْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِيثَاقَ النَّبِيِّينَ لَمَا آتَيْتُكُم مِّن كِتَابٍ وَحِكْمَةٍ ثُمَّ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مُصَدِّقٌ لِمَا مَعَكُمْ لَتُؤْمِنُنَّ بِهِ وَلَتَنْصُرُنَّ. قال أقررتم وأخذتم على ذلكم إصري قالوا أقررنا قال فاشهدوا وأنا معكم من الشاهدين. Allah took a covenant with the prophets that whatever book and wisdom I have given you, and then a prophet come who will confirm that which you bring, you must believe in him and you must support him. So prophets and their followers, the covenant was taken, the agreement was taken, that you must believe in that and you must sincerely accept it and support it. Aqrartum, do you agree? And do have you taken my وَأَخَذْتُمْ عَلَىٰ ذَلِكُمْ إِصْرِي, that you have taken this covenant? And they say, أَقْرَرْنَا, we accept that. قَالَ فَاشْهَدُوا وَأَنَا مَعَكُمْ مِنَ الشَّاهِدِينَ. So Allah said, be witness and I am a witness with you, that you all have agreed that the last prophet is going to come. And he's mentioned in the books, in the Torah and in the Injil, as you mentioned before, some of the prophecies of the prophets about his coming. So here you have, لِمَ تَكْفُرُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَأَنْتُمْ تَشْهَدُونَ. Why do you disbelieve in آيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَأَنْتُمْ تَشْهَدُونَ, and you are witnesses. That means you are witnesses of what your prophet said, and you are witnesses of what you are seeing. This is because those who are contemporaries of the Prophet, the Prophet was speaking to them. And then say, Ya Ahl al Kitab, lima talbisun al haqqa bil batil, wa taktumun al haqqa wa antum ta'lamun. Oh, people of the book, why do you confuse truth with falsehood and conceal the truth knowingly? So the truth with falsehood, the truth of the Quran, the truth of what is there in the books, like Torah and Injil, why do you confuse that, the truth with falsehood, by wrong interpretations, by all kind of ta'wilat, that is, things that are not the real meaning, and hide it. وَتَكْتُمُونَ الْحَقَّ. Hide means that you are hiding whatever said there about the coming of the last prophet. So knowingly you hide that by different interpretations, by misinterpretation. So وَتَكْتُمُونَ الْحَقَّ وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ, and you know it. So knowingly you conceal the truth. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in a sense, there is a persuasion. The message is given in a way that, look, there are a lot of things in common between the message that was given by previous prophet and this prophet. And the message of Ibrahim alayhi salam was the message of Tawheed, not the message of Shirk. And so those who know Ibrahim, those who study the previous books, they are supposed to be followers of this message, and they are supposed to take it seriously. And so here you have dialogue with the people of the book, and this dialogue, you can see that in this very cordial, passionate dialogue, message is given clearly, but at the same time, why do you do that? Why don't you accept it? Why don't you accept it? Please look at it. It is for your own good. And do not be the first to deny it. And who was Ibrahim alayhi salam, and what was his true message? That is the style of the Quran in presenting its message. And it is something that we can take a lot of lessons from that. We can learn that, how to present the message to others with hikmah, with wisdom. Udu'a ila sabili rabbika bil hikmati wal mu'izati al hasana. As Allah says in the Quran, Surah Al-Ankabut, وَلَا تُجَادِلُوا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ إِلَّا بِالَّتِهِ أَحْسَنِ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْهُمْ. And do not argue with the people of the book except in the nicest manner. Except those who come to do oppression, injustice, who come to fight. Then of course you cannot have dialogue. Dialogue is only those who are peaceful and who are willing to listen. So وَلَا تُجَادِلُوا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ إِلَّا بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْهُمْ. Allah says, this is in the ayah number 46 in Surah number 29 that is mentioned there, that make the do the discussion, dialogue with the people of the book in the best manner and tell them that ilahuna wa ilahukum wahid, our God and your God is one and the same. Inshallah, we'll continue the discussion of presenting the message to others and answering their argument, the Quran, the way the Quran tells us. So we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we follow this message and understand the truth as truth and follow it, and understand the falsehood as falsehood and turn away from it. Barakallahu fikum. Let's take some questions, inshallah. MashaAllah, Brother Kaleem, nice to see you, MashaAllah. Any questions that you have? Brother Ibrahim?
Can you hear me?
Do you see any questions?
Yes, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
So, Dr. Saab, is a very important passage, and so, as you know, that you have been constantly working on communicating that message in every dialogue, mashallah, you have gone articulate, whether it's Ibrahim al-Islam, Musa al-Islam, all those good memories of my participation with you. As we approach the holiday season, there should be a collective effort under the Imam leadership is to promote or convey greetings to the fellow Christian community with this Qul Ta'alu, come and sit down to this concept of Tawheed. Don't you think it will be a good if we make a nice greeting card and send to our interfaith partners with this invitation as our greetings to this holiday season which we are approaching? Because that way, you know, we, if Allah asks us what we have done as a collective Islamic centers and imams, to reach out to the other faith, especially this Christian faith at this time. At least we have something in our record, inshallah. That's just my comment.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I think it's Tawheed is common, and then also Isa alayhi salam, our love and respect for Isa alayhi salam is also common. We believe in him, we respect him, we respect his mother. We believe in his virgin birth. We believe that he was the prophet of Allah. We believe that he performed the miracles. He had a gospel. We believe that he's going to come back, the second coming of Isa alayhi salam. So there's a lot of things in common. We can mention that, but at the same time, we mention that why we do not recognize, why we do not say that he was the son of God or he was God. Because that was not his message. That was not something that he himself said. Other people interpreted that way. So that is the interpretation of other people. So I think this is a good thing that should be mentioned at any time. And if some way we can tell the people, I mean, of course, this is their celebration. So we don't want to say anything that will consider as if we are against what they are doing. This everybody has their own celebration, their own Eid, so they have it. But at the same time, our message, if we can give it in a hikmah, with wisdom, it will be good to do that. It is not necessary that you send a card for that, but it is. It could be in the way of explaining our position that Isa alayhi salam is highly respected and highly honored, and every Muslim is cannot be a Muslim unless he believes in him, and that is, he was the prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also many miracles that he performed.
Yeah, you are the right person to decide what is the best way to reach out to them.
Thank you. I believe Brother Zafar Hadi has a question. Brother Zafar Hadi, you can go ahead and unmute yourself.
Assalamu alaikum. I have a question. You say that Allah only has the authority to make halal or haram. And we know that a Muslim, you know, a man can marry an woman from the people of the book is halal. But we know that during the Hazrat Umar's time, when Muslim men were, you know, started marrying, you know, the women of Christian and Jews, he prohibited after some time, like he kind of stopped it. So, what is the hikmah of the Hazrat Umar doing that, where Allah himself make it halal for Muslim to marry, you know,
the good women? Good question. Yes, I think they are already mentioned that when Umar radiallahu anh sent to his governors, to the officials of the Islamic State, I told them not to marry the Christian women or Jewish women. Somebody asked him, said, are you making it haram? He said, no, I'm not making it haram, but this is my position that you should not do that. This is not proper for those who are officials of the Islamic State to do that. So this was an executive order that was given for understanding the situation. The people are in the authority in their homes, and the non-Muslim women come, it may create a problem for the state. It may create a problem for some of the discussions and decisions at that time. So that's why he said that. And so this is not haram. It's not making it haram. It is halal. But at the same time, not every halal you should do. There are certain things that are halal, but you should try to understand what is proper. It is halal to divorce, but you should not do that. So there are certain food that are halal, but some of them may not be good for your health at a particular time. So don't eat at that time. So it is in that sense that it was under the situation that he gave that order. And it can be done. So our scholars, for example, say Imam Abu Hanifa said that Muslim man can marry a Jewish or Christian woman, but it is only for those who are living in the Muslim environment, Muslim society. Those who are living in non-Muslim society, predominantly non-Muslim society, he said, no, they should not do that. Why? Because they said, but you are living already in the non-Muslim societies, your surroundings are all non-Muslim. And then inside the home, you also bring somebody who is not accepting Islam. So it will be very difficult for you to stay on your faith and to keep your children as Muslims. I mean, it's not impossible, but it will be difficult. So that's why this is hikmah. But they are not making haram. Nobody can make it haram, whatever is halal.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Siddiqui, for clarifying that. Sister Humaira, did you want to unmute yourself? Did you have a question, or your question has already been answered?
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Go ahead, sister. Yeah.
Yes, Sister Sabia and everybody, Dr. Siddiqui, may Allah bless you all. So I just wanted to clarify something from the last lecture. Like the translation was something like that, I'm going to raise you to myself and I'm going to give preference to your followers till the last day. So some of the scholars say that these only include the true followers of Jesus, obviously are Muslims. But some scholars say that they also include the present day Christians, because in any case, they follow Jesus. I mean, they follow him as a son of God, but they still follow him. So what's the correct interpretation of that ayat? Jazakallah.
وَجَعَلُوا الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوكَ فَوْقَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. And I will make those who follow you above those who disbelieve in you until the day of resurrection, until the day of judgment. And so who are those who follow him? جَعَلُوا الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوكَ, Allah says, I'll make those who follow you. So who are those who following him? Followers of Isa alayhi salam are those who believe in his message, truly, they are their real followers. Just like Ibrahim alayhi salam, all the nasib Ibrahim alladhina taba'u. The people who are closest to Ibrahim alayhi salam are those who follow him. So people who are closest to Isa alayhi salam are those who follow him. So those who follow him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them high rank and position, that they will be above those who will be who will deny him. And this above those, not necessarily in the physical sense, in the political sense, in the spiritual sense, in the moral sense, they will be above those. The other interpretation is that this is especially with the people who wanted to kill him. That means some of the people of Bani Israel. So the followers of Isa alayhi salam will be above them. And that also, I mean, historically true, that they have always been above them. So this وَالْجَعِلُ الَّذِينَ تَبَوْكُ فَوْقَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. Even if they have all the authority, their authority is under the authority of the large number of followers of Isa alayhi salam. So these are two interpretations that we have. One is that it is Muslims, and the other is Muslims and Christians against those who deny it. Because there are three, Muslims, Christians, and Jews. Muslims and Christians accept Isa alayhi salam, and Jews do not accept Isa alayhi salam. Muslims accept Isa alayhi salam in the right way, as he was, as was his message. Christians say his name, but they have different interpretation. They say things about Isa alayhi salam that he did not say. So that is, you can understand that. So among the three, who are the people who are meant by this ayah?
Thank you, Dr. Siddiqui.
Is it clear?
That explains it a lot better. Thank you so much. Yeah,
thank you.
Thank you. Now, I don't see any more questions. So just a quick announcement. Starting from next Sunday, December 6th, Sheikh Shahid will begin a new class from 10:45 a.m. to 12 noon. So Sheikh Shahid will be taking us through the rules of prayer, the fiqh of salah, and then many other matters related to prayer. And then once his class is over, Dr. Siddiqui will join us on the same Zoom link for his tafsir class. So continue to join Dr. Siddiqui's tafsir class each Sunday, but mark this new class on your calendars. Follow ISOC on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter, and for complete details, updates, and login information, check the weekly newsletter. May Allah keep us all safe and good health. Dr. Siddiqui, may Allah bless you. May we join you for a closing dua.
Yes, inshallah. Let me say also that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all of you. Ameen. You keep you safe, you, your family, everyone. Pandemic is going and it is all over. It's terrible the way it is increasing, and a lot of people are sick and a lot of people have passed away. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove this from all of us.
Ameen.
And you know that connection with the masjid has become, for this reason, many people cannot come. And it is very important that to keep our connection with our masajid. But because of this situation, people are not coming. But that does not mean that you lose your relationship with the masjid. Masajid has to be, you keep your love for the masjid. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to go back to our masajid as soon as possible. Remove this pandemic so that we can go back to our masajid. So for this reason, I would say that keep your masjid in your dua and keep your heart towards the masjid and contribute, because masajid are suffering. We are here at the Islamic Society. We have difficulty now to maintain our masjid. So it is very important that we should send our contributions. And our board made a decision in the last meeting that we ask at least 500 people that make commitment of giving $50 a month for masjid. So make it as part of your budget, that $50 a month for the Islamic Society of Foreign Country. And inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you and bless you, because when you give your charity for a good cause, it takes away a lot of problems and difficulties, inshallah. So that will be also a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for you. So I would like to very much urge you to contribute for the Islamic Society of Orange County, and of course other masajid as well that are in need. Most of the masajid are in need. Some of them are more in need than others. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and increase and reward you for that. So let us make dua. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَّنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَّنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ رَبَّنَا فَاغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا وَكَفِّرْ عَنَّا سَيِّئَاتِنَا وَتَوَفَّنَا مَعَ الْأَبْرَارِ رب اغفر وارحم وانت خير الراحمين رب اغفر وارحم وانت خير الراحمين وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وآله وأصحابه وأتباعه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.